Carlisle. Huge crowds attended last Saturday's Carlisle Fun Days and the event lived up to its name. Spectators young and old enjoyed varied and exciting festivities. The day began with a pancake breakfast hosted by the Carlisle District Lions Club. Many participated in the morning parade with floats entered by many businesses and volunteer organizations. Large crowds gathered to watch the parade, and with two blocks of Main Street blocked off all day long, people had to park and walk to the event. Children were thoroughly entertained in the kids' zone. Activities included bouncy castles, a rock climbing wall, and two performances by the Saskatchewan Reptile Show. A 12-foot-tall dinosaur wowed the crowd. Magician Chester McBain also entertained the kids with two shows that afternoon. Youngsters Cedric and Sully Moore had a blast at the Kid Zone. They loved the bouncy castles, the magic show, the slushies, and the ice cream. They helped their mom Jade sell 50-50 tickets. "We danced our butts off," said Cedric. The Carlisle OneChurch campus supplied the bouncy castles and Pastor Matt Redstone presided over that activity. "We were so glad to be part of Fun Days and the bouncy castles were busy all day long. Thanks for the invitation and thanks for our volunteers who braved the heat to entertain the kids." The Kenosy Lake Bible Camp operated the rock climbing wall. "It was nonstop," said Ministry Director Clay Weens. "Once the first child went up, we were immediately swamped with so much interest and enthusiasm. But it was all worth it to see them laugh, smile and have a good time." Graham Carter is the owner of Monster Enterprises. "Just doing my part supporting the local communities so that they can put on these great events for the families. Also, a big thank you to my employees for their work on getting our trucks ready for the parade and manning our booth," said Carter. Carlisle's own Morgan Robertson started the live entertainment promptly at noon. She was followed by Brody Siebert, Dangerous Cheese and Vinyl Society. The rock and roll band Switch from Weyburn concluded the festival at midnight. Big crowds enjoyed the music all day long. Local resident Marilyn Carter loved the music. "Carlisle Fun Days was exceptional this year," she said. "The bands were fun, energetic and played great music. Seeing our very own Morgan Robertson with her band opening the musical entertainment did not disappoint. Looking forward to hearing more from her and I wish Morgan and her band much success in the future." There were 9 food trucks set up on Main Street and business was steady from lunch to sundown. Kenosy Lake residents Alan and Peggy Fleck own and operate Spiral Spuds. "It was a great day with great weather. People were in a festive mood. It was great to touch base with so many familiar faces. We had a super busy afternoon as I think all the food vendors did. Kudos to Carlisle for hosting such a well-organized fun event," said Peggy Fleck. A trade show took place in the Carlisle Memorial Hall with many vendors selling their wares. That afternoon, there was a high tea at the Rusty Relics Museum. The beer gardens were busy from noon until closing. Hotels in Carlisle were filled, as was the campground at Lions Park. Many businesses experienced heavy traffic and enjoyed strong sales. Brad Cooper spoke on behalf of the entire committee. "This year's Fun Days was a smashing success. We were thrilled to put on the largest street festival Carlisle has ever experienced. Thank you to our organizing committee, volunteers, sponsors, community organizations and the people of Carlisle that made this year's event the best ever. It takes a great team to put on an event of this caliber and we are very proud of the result. Carlisle truly has it when it comes to community spirit," said Cooper.